arena. We went to the milk bar with Jason and Nina. We went to the milk bar with Jason and Nina.
Welcome along to the Milk Bar. Jason and Nina with me this week. Hello.
I'm back.
We're back. I was threatened and you have returned. How's it been? Because the last time we saw you was the early part of January.
I know. I've been all over the place. I've been to LA.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
How was Los Angeles?
It was very good. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the weather particularly.
So chilling out in the sunshine.
Yeah. I was there when the Golden Globes were on actually, so I saw quite a few of the stars.
Did you go or not?
No,
you just stalked them on the streets.
Yeah. Well, my hotel was on Rodeo Drive, so I saw quite a few of them up and down. So. Yeah, it was great. I had good fun.
Any autographs?
No,
they didn't ask.
Jason, you're so funny.
No, sorry. So, what else has been going on? Because you've been doing stuff. You're off to Denmark in the near future.
Yeah, I'm off to Denmark for 8 days to do a photographic shoot over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing bits and pieces. I've been doing quite a lot with Channel 4. I did a little interview and some documentaries with them just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Got another series of How to Look Good Naked in the pipeline.
Really? Yeah. Now, we were wondering about this one. You couldn't say before, but...
I know, but I still can't say anything.
Yeah, that's all you're allowed to tell us.
Yeah,
another series at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we look forward to seeing you on telly on that. Yeah. Well, you're always on anyway. The number of repeats of E4 of you wandering around your pants, it's amazing.
I think we'll move on from that.
Okay, well, should we get on with the show then? on the way today, we'll be hearing from Chris Lane. He's groundsman at Molyneux, and he's doing his bit for Comic Relief, trying to raise £1,000 by heading around the Premier League, 20 pitches to cut in all, and he wants to mow at least one strip of each of those before Comic Relief night on the 18th.
Is this for Comic Relief?
We'll find out how he's getting on a little bit later on when we talk
idea.
To Chris. But I do know he's in London at the moment.
Oh, right.
Because he's been down that neck of the woods cutting grass today.
Oh, right.
Also, we'll be hearing from Ian Mundy. He is the carpet doctor. He'll be telling us how to look after your shag pile. I think is the most contrived joke I can come up with at that point. It's carpet. In fact, you could probably do that furry bit on your coat as
Thank
well,
come
to think of it. That could come up wonderfully.
This is fashion.
That's very good. We have music live in the Milk Bar this week. We say hello to Neomantics. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
We'll be hearing from them.
Nice to have some live music.
Yes, playing live. And we've got a studio track as well, haven't we?
Yes.
There we go. Almost on cue. We'll meet the gang in a moment or two. But first of all, our first guest of the day is a man from Wolverhampton Wolverines. They're an Australian rules football team, the one for Wolverhampton. It's Mark Williams. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. You?
I'm good. So, how did Australian rules football end up in Wolverhampton? Because a few weeks ago we spoke about Gaelic football, which is also alive and well in the city.
It is,
but Australian rules, that's like rough football, that.
It's not for the faint-hearted. It's not for the faint-hearted.
And that just includes the audience if they don't like
I'm
the size of blood.
I'm very excited
Correct.
To hear about all
Correct.
The players.
Yeah. I found a member, Ian Mitchell, went over to Australia and did some teaching over there, came back, fell in love with the game, decided to try and start a team locally, played a few times for Birmingham Bears. He lived in Wolverhampton, out of Wolverhampton, set up Wolverhampton Wolverines in 2009. We played in a social league last year, so we got to travel up and down the country playing other teams and getting a feel for it, and we've been entered for the National League, Central Northwest National League this year, 2010.
Oh, fantastic. I never even knew that this existed. Whereabouts do you train?
Well, we train on a Thursday night at Castlecroft Rugby Club.
Oh, that's by me. I could go and watch.
We do play there as well. We do play
more
there
men
as well.
In shorts.
Yeah, we'll be there in shorts.
Do you wear shorts,
and vests as well.
Oh, that's all right then.
Nina's now signed herself up for something, I can tell. But
No. I'll just come up. Maybe I can come and cheerlead. Do you have cheerleaders?
More the merrier, yeah.
Brilliant.
Get yourself down. That would be great.
But how many leagues are there in the UK for this one?
Well, it's very big in London, obviously. Lots of Australians playing in London. It's virtually semi-professional level there.
Yeah.
And the main league outside of London is the Central Northwest League. So there's seven teams in our league. So they range from Birmingham to Hull, Manchester, Huddersfield.
And do you play each other, say, twice in a season or something to get a good season?
We play each other once. The season runs from around mid-April to the end of July, so it's quite a short season.
Yeah.
Play each other once, and then there's finals and grand finals.
Mm-hmm.
Are the rules very? Is it very different to normal?
It's exactly the same rules as Australian rules football. If you watch it on the telly, the only difference is we don't have ovals, where they get to play on the cricket ovals over there. We play on a rugby pitch, and instead of 18 a side, we play 9 a side.
What shape is the ball?
It's an Australian rugby ball. Australian football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit like rugby.
Yeah.
Only a bit meaner. and there's a bit more kicking goes on, really, isn't there? That's not just the opposition.
Yeah, it's a kicking game. Mm-hmm. But it's very friendly. It's very sociable.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. It's just a shame we don't have the Australian weather to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. That would be good, yeah.
Yeah, it makes the vests a little chilly. But there, Henge, we're playing it at the right time of year, pretty much.
Yeah, we're playing it as a summer game. It's a winter game in Australia, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys train all throughout the winter?
Yeah, we've trained all the way through this year. And that's really what I wanted to say as well, that we are after more players.
I was going
to
say, you're always looking for
players. Yeah, definitely. We do, as you can tell, we come in all shapes and sizes. You don't have to be 6 foot tall and slim to play to get involved. We range from 80 to 42.
80?
18 to
42. Oh, 18. Yeah, sorry.
No, my grandma gave up last year. So we're ranging from 18 to 42.
Oh, that's great.
And obviously, there's a lot of travelling involved, etc. So the more the merrier, really.
But it is a short season, so it is something that the staff can cope with.
Exactly. I mean, if you play football regularly and the season finishes and you want to get involved, come on down.
I think
rugby
that's
as well.
That's a good thing, actually, because if the season finishes and then you want to start doing something else, then that's ideal, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you tend to find it's more rugby or football people who get interested in playing?
We've got more football people at this moment in time. We've got no Australians.
No.
So if you're an Australian out there and you want to get involved, that would be good.
Yeah.
Any experience at all. Mm-hmm. If you've played before, if you've seen it on the telly, or if you're a complete novice and think that sounds a bit fun and wacky, come on down. Have a go.
Give it a go, but be prepared to run around a bit. It's fairly fairly strenuous sport.
It's physical.
Yeah, very. Yeah. So
I've never seen it. I want to watch it.
don't put people off.
I think that's a selling point to some, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very quick-paced sport as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a bit like rugby league?
I'd say probably not really. No.
No.
You could say it's a cross between rugby and football, but
American football, like.
No,
yeah,
that's
they wear pads like girls.
Yeah.
We
no.
That was going to be my next question. Do girls play Australian?
Do you want to join in now?
No, I don't want to.
Well,
join
you are now
a
fully signed up member of Wolverhampton Wolverines, so you know I'll see you at training.
Just
on
want
Thursday.
To come and shake my pom poms.
That's for free. Well, actually, we have got we've organised a charity match between ourselves and the two teams in Birmingham. There's a Birmingham University team which don't play in the league because of their university year. And Birmingham Bears, who are in our league. And we're doing a three-way tournament to raise money for the Queensland flood. And that's at Castlecroft Rugby Club on the 26th of March.
Oh, that's great.
If you want to come down and have a look, see what it's about, get involved. There's a bar open because it's at the rugby club, which is always good.
Yeah. So that's the 26th of March?
It is, yeah.
And that's at Castlecroft Rugby Club?
It's at Castlecroft Rugby Club, yeah.
Brilliant.
Just taking notes.
Okay. No, I am.
Is there a website as well?
We're on everything, actually. We've got our own website, which is www.pitcherow.com/clubs/Wolverhampton Wolverines.
Say that one again and spell it for me.
Okay. pitcherow.com/clubs/Wolverhampton Wolverines.
Yep.
We've got a Facebook page, which is just Wolverhampton Wolverines. We're on Twitter at Wolves Wolverine. And we've got an email address, which is wolveswolverine@hotmail.co.uk.
So you're easy to get hold of.
And we're sponsored by Walkabout in town, so we get to go up there quite regular for socials as well. They've thrown a little bit of money our way. But again, we're looking for match day sponsors and really for people to just come down, have a look and have a go.
Yeah, it's a good sport to get involved in and watch. And you say it's physical, it is very physical, but it means it's a good spectator sport.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
And you're not waiting around. It's not like American football where it stops every 2 minutes.
It's all action. We play four quarters of 25 minutes, so it is quite physical.
That's mega, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good afternoon.
Into the evening as well, by the sounds of things, as well on the social side of stuff. Mark, thanks for joining us. Good to hear about it.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And Nina's now got something else she wants to go and check out in the city.
Yeah, I'm looking for those pom-poms on Thursday.
I'll be there.
You never know. But Mark Williams, give us the full web details again, so easiest way of getting hold of us.
You can check out our website, which has got loads of details on it, www.pitcherow.com/clubs/Wolverhampton Wolverines. Find us on Facebook at Wolverhampton Wolverines, Twitter at Wolves Wolverine, or email us at wolveswolverine@hotmail.co.uk.
I think you're going to find a new Twitter follower in the very near future from the show.
I hope so.
Yeah.
There we are. Mark, thanks for coming down.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks,
nice
Nina.
To meet
thank
you.
Thank you, Jason.
Cheers.
Bye.
Drop an M. Right, should we take our first bit of music from the band, Nina?
Let's. I can practice shaking my pom-pom.
You can, to join in with the music.
Woohoo!
So Neomantics, we have here Jamie.
Hello.
That was almost on cue. Andy.
Hello.
He's learning. Amy.
Hello.
We couldn't hear you early because the lads were so loud. And Mike.
Hello.
Amy, put the microphone at him.
Hi.
There we go. He has got a voice. So Neomantics, how long have you guys been together?
Well, we've been together now about 18 months to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're onwards and upwards every time.
And how do you or you guys know each other? Through school or college or just because?
We just sort of...
Basically,
I decided that after years of pestering my mates to play in bands with me, that they decided they weren't gonna. And then I went online to find people and found Amy and Jamie and Mike through various methods. Amy online, Jamie through... But it was through my school, but he's not in my year. It was through a friend. And then Mike and Jamie were friends. And since then, we've all... And there is also another guy who's my best friend. He's the bassist, Robin, who isn't here because he's not very well.
Get well soon.
We're all very close. We're all very close friends.
You know, like I say, every time we play a gig and everything like that, everyone can tell that we just enjoy it. We're just in it for the fun, really. We're not angsty or trying to get a message across. So it's just trying to have fun.
We just enjoy.
You've got a lovely vibe amongst you. I noticed that when I walked in. You've got a really lovely vibe.
Much.
No, you can feel that.
So, the band itself, though, musically, what genre are you going to stick yourself into before we hear it? And then we'll tell you whether you think you're right or wrong at the end.
Well, I would say that we're sort of rock, pop.
Yeah, rock and pop mixed with female vocals, English speaking, that's not with a Cockney accent, so it's pretty much not done yet.
Well, it's quite original in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm from Stafford, so...
Yeah.
The plainest place on earth.
Well, we'll see how the sound of Stafford comes out. What's the first song we're going to hear?
It's not really.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This song's called Black Roses.
Black Roses. Okay, guys, take it away.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
She was a beautiful girl with a smile. She was damn as good. She's there, but without a word. Then we caught her with a hot made china. A head of confusion in the bar. She waits. Then a boy came and gave her a flower. No one had ever understood. And he said, if you're lonely, you can count on me. Don't allow yourself to fall. Yeah. And he said, if you're lonely,
I do like live music in the studio. It really does help. So cheers, guys. We'll be hearing more from you in a short while's time, okay? You don't just nod. You have to talk.
This is radio.
I'm not very good at interviews.
You'll be practiced by the end of the night. Okay. Yes. So you'll be sorted. Right, let's go to the phone lines now as we're joined on the line by Chris Lane, one of the ground staff at Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason. All right, mate?
I'm all right. How are you doing, sir?
Not too bad. I'm a bit tired. I've just got back from London today.
So you've had a busy day, and this is all part of your challenge you've set yourself for Comic Relief to mow all 20 of the Premier League pitches before the 18th of March.
That's right.
It was the first part of the Southern leg for you today.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we did the Midlands clubs, and I think it was last week we did Newcastle and Sunderland and get them out of the way, and then... yesterday and today, over the 2 days, we've managed to do all five of the Premier League London clubs.
Okay. So where have you been today then, Chris?
Today I've been to Arsenal and Tottenham today. Got some really nice pitches down in London, I've got to say, especially Arsenal. It was absolutely mint, just like a billiard board. It was lovely.
So what have you been? Yeah. Where have you been mowing? What have you been doing?
I've just done one strip of every. Premier League club. It's just one strip, just to say I've cut a bit of grass, like.
So does that put you on a total of 12 pitches done now?
Yeah, 12 done.
So it's a reel off the list of absolutely everyone you've done. So give us the full rundown.
Right, I've done Stoke, West Brom, Birmingham City, Villa, Newcastle, Sunderland, Fulham, Chelsea, West Ham, Arsenal and Tottenham.
So that
and
leaves
Wolves, and Wolves, obviously.
Well, naturally, so. You do that on a day by day basis, though.
Yeah,
so that's
right,
very impressive. Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
And then I think it's a week on Thursday. I'm going up to Manchester, and we're doing Manchester, Man City, and Bolton next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'm quite going to get it all in because it's tough getting the time off work. Because mm-hmm. I mean, there's only 4 ground staff anyway between the Molyneux and the training ground. So it's quite difficult to get the time off.
Are you doing this as part of for Comic Relief, are you then, Chris?
Yes, I'm doing it for Comic Relief, yeah. I think so far I've raised £588 so far with a target of 1,000.
Fabulous. And how do people sponsor you?
You can go on my website, my Comic Relief website.
Yeah.
Where you can sponsor me on there, which is my.rednoseday.com/Chris Lane. Or you can... Obviously, I'll be around the Molyneux and the training ground. You can come to me and I've got a sponsorship form and you can fill that out.
How fantastic. And how many more have you got to do now?
I think that's 8 left now, isn't there?
Yeah. 8. Mm-hmm. Where's been your favourite? Where's been the best so far?
I think it's got to have been either Chelsea or Arsenal. I think Arsenal's been my favourite because they really have got an impressive stadium and pitch. It's only like 5 years old, isn't it, the Emirates?
I think
that's been my favourite, I've got to say.
You see any of the players running around anywhere?
No, I mean, obviously they're at Barcelona tonight, aren't they? Because they've got Barcelona in the second leg. So, no, apart from the Wolves players, I haven't seen any other players, no.
And even if you can't get them all done before the 18th, is your intention to finish the whole lot off?
Yeah, I'll do it, yeah. My full intentions is to go around all 20 pitches, yeah.
Mm. Has anyone done it before, Chris?
I don't think so. I think this is the first time anyone's ever attempted it.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, it's a great idea, isn't it? What a way to do it.
Brilliant and different as well. It makes a change from sitting in a bath of baked beans, which seems to be everybody's favourite charity.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't think... Not everyone could go for this challenge, can they? I mean, because I'm a groundsman at Wolves and I know what the mowing's all about and how to do it. You know, I was suitable to try the challenge. Do you know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, and how do the different mowers fare then?
I thought you took the same mower with you. You take the same mower with you?
No, I use their mowers. I've either used the rotary or the cylinder. There's two types of mowers. There's the rotary and the cylinder.
We started him now. You can talk about mowers all night, can't you, mate?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, whatever. I can go for it. So... Yeah.
Oh, but, so you use theirs? Mm. I thought you took your own with you.
No, I've been using theirs.
Oh, right. That's all right then, isn't it? I've got visions of you having to pack up your mower every time and get it put it in the back of the car and on your way.
No, No. Yeah, well, that'd be a lot of hard work, wouldn't it? But
it's bad enough having to push the thing the whole length of the pitch, isn't it, to be fair?
Of course it is,
on
yeah.
your day off yeah. and everything.
When is Comet Relief then? It's the 18th,
Friday
is
the 18th, yes.
Yeah,
it's right.
the week on Friday, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so what was yeah. it? What was your website again, your Comet Relief website?
It's my.rednoseday.com/Chris Lyne.
Right, brilliant.
And you can put some cash on there and it'll go straight to Comic Relief, but there'll be a totaliser showing how well he's done. And as I say, fingers crossed, you will make it to your total of £1,000. And even if it's just after Comic Relief Day, no one's going to really mind too much.
I don't think so. I think it's a great challenge.
Make sure you finish that job, though, because we wouldn't want any corners of the Premier League untrimmed by you, sir.
No, I intend to finish it, and I will do.
So. Good lad.
Thank you for your time, anyway.
No problem, Chris. Lovely to speak to you, mate.
All the best with everything. Take care.
Cheers. See you
Bye.
Soon.
Bye. Now. Bye.
There we go. So that's Chris, who's doing his bit for Comic Relief.
I think that's great. What a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
He came up with the idea and everything. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think that's great. What a lovely idea.
He was cutting the grass one day. Thought I would like to do something for charity for Comic Relief, like that one, and that's how it all came about.
And a great way to go and see all the other stadiums as well.
Yeah. And if you do know Chris, and you link to his Facebook page, he's got pictures of him around the place as well.
Maybe you could pick up some tips from Arsenal as well.
Yeah.
He's
industrial espionage.
Mm.
That could work. I'm all for that. Anything that helps, that makes all the difference. But that's already good. So say good luck to him. Comic Relief on the 18th. So
fantastic cause.
See how he's got on then. And we will report back on that one
Excellent.
As well.
Excellent.
Should we have some more music from the band?
Yeah, let's have some more music.
Okay. Right, turn all the microphones back on. Amy.
Hello.
Oh, you dropped off a minute there, didn't you?
Yeah, I was sleeping, so sleeping on the job.
No, I don't know. So what have you got for us this time round?
This song's called Riot in November.
Something to note is that we normally don't play acoustic live lounges, so this is a first for us.
We
so.
Like practicing we for like 5 hours trying to rewrite the songs to make them acoustic.
Change them all around a bit so they work.
So they sound all pretty on the radio.
That's good for us. And who is it that actually comes up with the songs as well then? Who does the writing?
It's a group effort. Group effort.
Yeah.
So you're all great friends and all working together.
I mean, if one of us brings something in to practice, then the rest of us elaborate.
Any major fallings out so far?
No,
we all love each other.
No disagreements over the bass line, then?
No.
Okay, we'll take a listen to this one, then, and it was Riot in November.
To me, it'll all be grey in December. It was like 1, 2, 3, and it was all too much to remember. I never lost my faith as I was getting older. Then it happened, there was a riot in November. And they're knocking on my door. It's like I'm running from the Lord. Father said to me that times were getting harder. Don't believe what you see, just remember something better. Those words stay with me as the nights are getting colder. Yeah, stay with me, riot in November. And they're knocking on my door. It's like I'm running from the Lord. It's all in my head.
Again, all great music. I'm enjoying this. This is really good.
I like good. It. It's nice to have a band in here.
It's a bit nerve-wracking, though.
But if you're doing fine, it's not a problem.
It's different for you guys, like you say, because you don't usually play acoustic.
Yeah, normally we've got like a whole stage and we're playing with the distortion on. It covers up the mistakes.
It still sounds great, though. It still sounds great.
The test of a song is how it can cope with being played in different formats, really. And if just some of the heavier metal that only works if you're thrashing it out, there's actually a tune there as well.
I mean, we're not heavy metal in any way, shape, or form, but it still helps to have a bit of distortion now and again.
Mm-hmm. You've got a lovely sound.
Thank you.
Really nice.
And we will be hearing more of it, including that studio track, a little later on. But meanwhile, though, we have Ian Mundy with us. He goes by the title The Carpet Doctor, and he hasn't brought any tools with him, so the carpet in here isn't going to get any care today. But Ian, tell us a bit about your trade.
Well, quite simply, as we said, I clean carpets, and my ideal way of looking at it is to try and put the cowboys out of work, be honest, true to people, and dismiss some of the rumours which people think about carpet cleaning.
Okay, well, now, this is slightly different. Nina is now thinking she has something at home that needs sorting out, don't you?
Yes.
I'm the carpet doctor, not Harry Potter.
Carpet doctor what?
Not Harry Potter.
What sort of problems do people come to you with?
It's normally everyday cleaning, as a traffic lane. The carpets look dirty or a stain. Mm-hmm. Someone spills something in. Basically, auntie flowers coming round and we want the carpets looking nice. Mm-hmm. On the other side of things, it's commercial premises where they want things spick and span when they've got the directors there or people coming for visits or just everyday general cleaning.
So there's a lot of steam cleaning, that sort of thing going on?
No, we don't use steam at all. We use a
big
more
machine.
I've got a very big machine, we use a more advanced system. It's a system called Texotherm, and instead of the old vacuum system, it's the chemicals which do the hard work. Mm. Without getting into the details, and it's just a more modern system which dries quickly and it's completely harmless.
Yes.
And
that's
very, very
thing.
Quick
it's
as well.
It's the drying of the carpet.
30 minutes.
Really?
Guaranteed 30 minutes. Never had one that's took any more.
I remember my mum bought a Vax to try and sort things out, and people buy these devices, but unfortunately they don't actually do a lot, do they?
Not at all. All you're doing is putting shampoo into the carpet. You won't get it all out. And if you wash your hair, would you rinse the shampoo out?
Yeah.
If you didn't, what a mess
it would
be. Oh, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. So these machines you can hire, they're not brilliant. They don't really do the job as such.
They make it look fantastic.
The technology is 45, 50 years old now, so yeah. I'd steer away from them.
Yeah.
But I would say that, though. But
I know, but you know, but it is an art, and you need somebody who knows what they're doing, don't you?
Because most definitely. Yeah. The biggest problem we have in the trade is the cowboys out there. Anyone can hire a machine for £25 and put an advert in the local paper. All of a sudden they're selling, well, cleaning carpets, and we get to clean their mess up.
No, I was going to say, I bet you do a lot of that. There's a company that go around, aren't there, and they come to your house and they try and sell you one thing and they say...
Switch and back tactic, they call it. You get a leaflet through the door and there's an 0800 number, an 0845 number. And what they do is they drop their lads off the bottom of the street. They hit 5 or 6 hours, which are all pre-booked, and it's supposed to be, £17.50 a room, and you get you need a defoamer. That's £6.50. Then you need something else, a deodoriser, and all of a sudden you're paying the same as you would with anybody else, in fact, a little bit more.
Yeah.
And if something goes wrong, which it probably will, you've got no comeback at all because that number will be changed within a month.
And you could end up damaging the carpet in itself if it's not done properly, couldn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely. The biggest fear is, will this rink?
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee that mine won't, never have, and they never will. But most people don't know what they're doing, and it's a case of throw more water at it, throw more soap at it, and all of a sudden it'll shrink.
So how does it work then? Do you actually quote people for what you're going to do when it comes to it? Is it a price per square metre?
It used to be, but what we find now is it's with the recession, it's very competitive. Sorry, credit crunch. It's very, very competitive at
both,
the moment.
I think
both, yeah. The hole we're in. What I tend to do now is I quote over the phone as a standard size room. And if it's a little bit bigger, I'll bite the bullet. If it's a little bit smaller, well, I'll let them bite the bullet. Now, quite simply, we work it swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, we'd go out, we'd quote, and then we'd come out to do the job. We used to brush the pile afterwards, put everything on little polystyrene blocks, but... Again,
they're not looking for that service.
No.
They just want the carpet
to
improve.
The carpet's clean. Yeah. We ask the customer to vacuum beforehand. It's drying 30 minutes and vacuum again after, and that'll give you the same finish whether you pay me the standard price I charge or one of the larger corporations that charge a hell of a lot more. You'll get exactly the same finish from me.
Do you do a lot of corporate work?
Not so much now, to be quite honest. Probably about 30%, where it was 60-40 once upon a time. Mm. But even nowadays, the bigger companies haven't got the money. I do the carpets for Aldi, Britannia Hotels, and they're cutting back so much on their carpet cleaning compared to what there was 3-4 years ago. Even St. Philip's Chambers, which is the Battersea's headquarters, Birmingham, they haven't had a carpet clean there for, I'm shaming them there, nearly 5 months, where it used to be every 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
And instead of being quarterly, now it's almost annually.
It's a sign of the times, though.
It is, unfortunately.
But and I suppose that's the one thing that, you know, people, it's not like top on your list, oh, I'm going to get the carpet cleaned.
It's a luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
Until it gets to a state where it's that bad.
Mm. Well, can it extend the life of the carpet, cleaning it regularly, rather than letting it really clog up first?
There's two places identical, commercial premises. One's in the centre of London, one's, I think it's just outside Norwich. And one's cleaned regularly every 3 months. That carpet's been down 15 years. The other one is cleaned probably about once every 12 months, and that carpet's been changed 3 times now.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't a false economy. People do go mad occasionally. It's all, I need the carpet cleaned, the OCD, especially people with newborn babies and that type of thing. But what I try to do is be as honest as I can and say, well, look, it doesn't really need doing. I'm not going to take your money off you for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a shout in another couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally do you get people where they become obsessive with having the carpets
cleaned.
That's great
that you're so honest, though.
That's the key, to be honest. There's that many cowboys out there in any trade. Honesty is it's the best policy. And if you can leave somewhere where you've almost made a friend, they will come back and use you and recommend you.
Mm-hmm. Are you based in Wolverhampton?
Yeah, I'm in Wentzfield.
Oh, Wentzfield,
so
yeah.
Just down the road and round the corner. So I do work, I would say, nationally to a degree, but probably within a 30, 45-mile radius or thereabouts.
And is that your name, Carpet Doctor?
I am the Carpet Doctor. Yes, that's me.
What's your number? How can people get hold of you?
You can get me on 01902 657393. I'll just look on Facebook or Twitter for Carpet Doctor, and you'll find me there.
So Wolverhampton number 01902 657393. Have a chat with Ian Mundy, the Carpet Doctor. Now, Nina, you've recently had a new dog. Does this mean your carpets are in a bit of a state at the moment?
I was just going to say, I'm going to need you. I've just had, well, he's a puppy, but he's not really a puppy because he's a Newfoundland. And Newfoundlands are known for hair shedding and slobbering. My carpets are an absolute disaster, so I might have to give you a call.
I'm in the same position. I've got a new dog as well. He's a boxer.
Oh.
And he's smashing, and he's, well, I've got the two now, so you can imagine the hair.
Yeah.
Quite simply, the best advice I can give you is laminate. No, not laminate. Good vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Not one of these cheap and nasty things you can buy for £45. Yep. Spend a few quid on an upright as it beats, as it sweeps, as it cleans.
Uh-huh.
Vacuum regularly and have the carpets cleaned on a regular basis.
Yeah.
As in, well, every 4 months, because my mum needs a new stairlift.
Yeah.
I promise you. Between every 6 to 8 months.
Ian, all right, I get you.
Every 6 to 8 months or thereabouts, you'll probably find that, obviously, the more you vacuum, the more you'll fetch out.
Yeah.
But don't use any of the cowboys you just see advertised or a leaflet through the door. Use somebody who's comes trusted or somebody who's recommended.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Ian, thank you for popping in.
Thank
it's
you,
a pleasure.
Ian.
Thank you.
Leave a card with Nina.
No, I seriously do. Just a disaster, my whole house.
It's easier that way. Get Ian in to do it. You'll be fine. But good to talk to you, and nice to hear about the services. And I say good luck in the current financial climate. It's good to support local businesses, and again, as you say, someone you can trust and who knows that it isn't going to rip you off. It's good to know that you're out there and still trading, because it tends to be the good guys who are hardest hit in these circumstances.
So most definitely, especially the last few months, it has been hard. But heads above water, and we'll get through it all. No two ways about it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Okay, well, we're going to take some more music now. So should we do the pre-recorded track from the band there to take a little listen to their studio sound before we have another little chat with them?
Yeah.
So you've just returned from the studio. You've been working hard for a few months there. So tell us a bit about your time, where you used.
We recorded it in October. It was a demo we did at Staffordshire University, where I'm a student.
Yeah.
And I sort of took the range.
You blagged the studio time that way.
Yeah, definitely. We're actually recording a new EP quite soon.
should be within a month. We should have a 4-track EP that's fully mastered and everything. Mm-hmm. This one's more
courtesy of our record label
at the time. Yeah, the record label should be sorting that out.
That's cool. Well, we'll take a listen to what we've got so far. And so this is a bit of a demo. Tell us a bit about this song.
I started writing this song the day after my birthday. I was very hungover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. me and Jamie.
I don't know if you can tell or not.
Just basically about how your mind goes through the different things when you're hungover and you think about your partner and things like that, and you think, well, you know, right now I'd rather be well and with them than with anything else.
Okay, so the drink
it's
is
just a song bad. Of having nothing to do.
Okay, well, like, listen to it. It is called Time to Waste, and this is Neomantics. Neomantics with Time to Waste. I enjoy that one. Nina, what are your thoughts?
I'm trying to think who Amy sounds like.
I'd say Amy.
It's a guessing game. Everybody joins in.
Yeah, I've been compared to lots of people. My favourite one is the band sounds like Lady Gaga and Bon Jovi mixed together.
That's different, I suppose. It's a really good sound. I'd say unique enough to you know, call your own. I don't think we have to pigeonhole you after all.
Main influences are Cyndi Lauper.
From her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Andy, you've got the same hairstyle as Cyndi had in the mid-80s.
I think Amy reminds me of Kelly Osbourne. Mm-hmm. I think she's so pretty, Kelly Osbourne. Pretty. She's beautiful, isn't she?
She is.
So there's a compliment in a roundabout way.
If only you had her money. The rest of the guys aren't going to, so don't worry.
Oh.
We're not being that horrible. The sound we just heard had got a bit more of the distortion in there. You feel happier when you've got your full distortion pedal.
It's our usual comfort zone.
Yeah, that's usually where we play. I mean, we do have songs which mix between acoustic and distortion, but it's difficult to describe until you see us. Like it's one.
Yeah, like Black Roses, which we played earlier. It was our first song on, and first song today, mm-hmm. and. That's usually a mashup of a sort of acoustic and distortion.
Like yeah. halfway through, there's certain parts that are more like 80s cock rock ballad sort of thing about it.
A bit more pumping.
Andy's playing my parts as well.
we've actually swapped parts today.
Mike's on the acoustic, and I brought my electric into the studio and through my pedal that happens to be playing up, and it was all a bit nerve wracking during the beginning of that. So. I'm surprised it turned out at all.
Sounding good. Enjoying the sound as it is. But live is probably the best way of seeing you then, and we can do that when and where.
Well, we've got...
The closest one is... for our younger listeners, we've got... That wasn't an insult.
Everybody over the age of 12.
Yeah. We're doing a gig which is between... It's 13 to 18 only, which is like all ages. It's an Epic Youth Cafe in Wolverhampton. Town Centre. Yeah, and that's center. Friday.
That's Friday
this Friday.
I can't remember
this
the
This Friday, yeah.
This Friday.
The next time we're back in Wolverhampton, we're playing at the Slade Rooms on the 30th of April, along with some other good bands like From the Get Go. I think you've had From the Get Go on the show.
We have had them. There's not many bands in Wolverhampton we haven't on the grounds. We're 91 episodes into this now.
Okay.
So there's a few been along twice. But there's some really great bands out there. So it'd be good to see you on the bill with some of them.
Yeah.
So 12th of March in Wolverhampton. And this was for your 12 through 18 year olds at what venue?
Epic Youth Cafe.
And then the next one was?
Slade Rooms on the 30th of April. We're playing. They're just the ones local to here. We've got quite a few gigs booked.
We've got one tomorrow at the Grapes in Stafford, and we've got one in Cannock on Sunday. And we're also on the 8th of April. We're playing supporting Sponge at the O2 Academy in Birmingham,
which is very exciting.
That's excellent. Yeah.
Brilliant. And is there a website detail? Who are Sponge? Go on.
Well, Sponge are a ska punk band from like. When I was going through the period of like 15 to 18, they were like on the telly and played on. And then they're making a comeback tour now, and they're going through all the various venues, and we've got in with them.
I think Nina, we've just showed our age.
Yeah.
And you were a lot younger than me.
Well, only a little bit.
I think they were famous for about 2 weeks, so I don't think you missed that.
Oh, you saved me, bless you.
But they're on. We supported them in Wolverhampton in November.
They're
fantastic. They're great people.
Yeah,
and
they're so genuine, despite them having the limelight.
I mean, they came and hung out with us before the show, and
they got on well with them.
Yeah. So
they can give you lots of tips.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, that's how we got into this one at the O2. We're supporting them, and we're looking forward to that. Incidentally, if anybody wants a ticket, we can get them. They're £9 on the door, but we can get them for £5. So. Anybody's interested.
So the website is the place.
You can contact us via a number of methods. We have our own website, which is Neomantics, which is neomantix.co.uk.
Oh, X.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good job you said
that.
See,
that's why I said the X.
Yeah.
But also, if you type us into Google, we are the first thing on Google with Neomantics. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
everything. If you type us into if you type just Neomantics into Google, everything that comes up is. It's one of our Facebook, MySpace, the links straight to it, like all the website itself. So we're on quite a few of those.
All your social networking stuff.
Yeah, we're not too difficult to find. So
get in touch, get a ticket for £5.
We've got Twitter as well.
Yeah, we have Twitter. We've all got our own Twitter accounts on the website, and we put in our own comments, and they're under on the members page. We've got. Our own Twitter feeds showing what we're up to at the time, and we've also got a band Twitter as well. So
you can stalk the whole band.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That's the way to do it. Lovely. Okay, well, we've got to do another tune as yet before we let you back out onto the streets. What are we going to hear this time around?
This song's called Forever Acoustic.
This is the only one we've done acoustic in advance.
We just did a random version.
You should be a bit less nerve-wracking this time.
You'll be fine. Don't chill. You're doing good. Right, let's sit back and take another listen to Neomantics.
Coming out
and I am lying in a cold winter room, and I am finding my lover and my friend forever, forever. Why I've been dreaming of left in the world, there's no one else. Bury my soul when it's still wild standing.
Good of you to come in, good to see you, really enjoying the music, and I love the way throughout the whole of that Jamie was trying to put Amy off, which was quite cruel, but it puts a smile on your face. I think that comes across the music as well. It's a good happy sound, and it's working well.
We're just trying to have fun, have a good time playing our music.
Well, certainly we're enjoying it and it's making us have a good time too.
That's so what it's all about.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing the full studio demo when you've got that sorted out later on in the year.
Exactly.
And we shall be sitting back and take a listen to that one too. I think that will make it worthwhile into my iPod, to be fair.
So, Jason.
Yes, dear.
What are you up to this week?
What have I got ahead of me? A quietish week for me.
You're not off anywhere exotic, are you?
No. I was nearly going to Houston in Texas, but I haven't got to now. Somebody else is going instead. So I haven't got to do that. That would have been this month, maybe early next month, but I haven't got to do that by the looks of things.
That's a shame.
It is, they may consider it a good thing, because Bahrain and Saudi, which I went to last year, they've all got all sorts of political turmoil at the moment, so that's probably my fault. I'll take the blame entirely for that one.
And are you going to any gigs or going to any shows or doing anything?
I know I'm going to see High School Musical next week with Muscom as they perform at the Grand Theatre. That should be good.
Seriously?
Yeah, they should be really good fun. Muscom are really good. And they came and danced for us at Molyneux the other week. They were brilliant. Everybody loved them.
I saw them. I was here.
Yeah. So you were watching them prancing up and down.
I was watching them.
They did a very good job. So we'll be seeing them. I think I'm at the theatre in Lichfield on Friday, but I can't remember what I'm going to see. What are you up to? Anything thrilling and fun and exciting?
No, I'm working. Oh. I'm off to Newark tomorrow for 3 days, and then I'm off to Harrogate for 4 days on Saturday.
Well, I'm 4 days on Saturday. That's one busy Saturday. I'm actually working at the race course on Saturday because it is the Lincoln Trial at Wolverhampton.
It is the what?
The Lincoln Trial.
Oh,
feature
right.
Race of the year at Wolverhampton Racecourse, yes.
Well, it's Cheltenham next week, you know, mm-hmm. The Gold Cup.
Wolverhampton gets in there first. So, yeah, you'll be off gallivanting to that one as well, then, mm-hmm. Will you? Yes. Oh, I don't know.
I just go and see the horses.
The life you lead. Well, there we go. Lovely to see you this week.
Thank you. I only get dragged in when no one else wants
not
to come.
Not at all. You are more than welcome every single week. In fact, to that end, you can join us next week as long as you're not too busy in Cheltenham.
No, I might be in Cheltenham.
Yeah. So, you know, this just getting you in here is the difficult part at the minute.
I know.
But
it's been lovely, thank you.
It's been lovely to have you here with us. And we'll catch up with you again soon, I hope.
Yes, definitely.
And I and somebody else, maybe even Zoe next week, if she can make it. Uh-huh. We'll be back for episode 92 of The Milk Bar next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
With the milk bar, we're chasing Anita. With the milk bar, we're chasing Anita. With the milk bar, we're chasing Anita. With the milk bar, we're chasing Anita.